If confirmed by the Senate, Michael Chertoff would bring wide experience to his new job. He prosecuted high-profile criminal cases and defended inmates on death row. He worked for Republicans and Democrats. He faced praise and criticism from civil liberties groups. He pursued municipal corruption, election scandals, and allegations of wrongdoing by President Clinton. NPR's Robert Smith has more on Chertoff's background.
Both Chertoff and President Bush's previous nominee, Bernard Kerik, share a few things in common. They're both from New Jersey, and both were thrust into prominence by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. But that's where the similarities end. Michael Chertoff was born in Elizabeth, New Jersey, the son of a rabbi. And unlike the street-smart Kerik, Chertoff grew up as an academic star. His colleague at Harvard Law School in the 70s, author Scott Turow, says he was one of the dominant students there.
Michael was completely engaged by the law, you know, and even in the thin air of Harvard Law School, he was a remarkable figure. He loved to argue points of law. He would argue with you, you know, at lunch in the hallways, but never with an edge.
It's said that Chertoff served as an inspiration for a particularly brilliant character in Turow's novel about first-year law students, 1L. It's perhaps not surprising, then, that Chertoff was picked by Giuliani, who was then U.S. attorney in Manhattan, to lead the prosecution of one of the biggest mafia trials of the 80s. Chertoff helped convict the heads of the organized crime group, the Commission, putting people like Fat Tony Salerno and Tony Ducks Corallo behind bars. Chertoff later became the U.S. attorney for New Jersey and continued his high-profile prosecutions. He sent the mayor of Jersey City to jail for fraud and went after Eddie Antar, better known to television watchers in the region as the owner of the electronics chain Crazy Eddie's.
Crazy Eddie, his prices are insane!
That's an actor in the commercial. The real Crazy Eddie was convicted of stock fraud, thanks to Chertoff. Attorney Paul Weissman, who also worked on the case, says that Chertoff was one of the smartest lawyers he ever met, and one of the boldest.
He is somebody who really knows how to make decisions. He's not afraid to make decisions, and he does it with a lot of confidence. I don't think I ever saw him stumped for an answer.
Yet Chertoff wasn't just a crusader against crime. Later, he went on to become a successful defense attorney, where his colleagues say he was just as vigorous and just as thorough working against prosecutors. Chertoff didn't show his political side until he was picked as a Republican special counsel to the Senate Committee on Whitewater in the 1990s. There, he played a major role investigating President Clinton's Arkansas business dealings and the suicide of Clinton aide Vincent Foster. Glenn Ivey, a Democratic attorney for the Whitewater Committee, says it could get contentious at times, and Chertoff was one tough lawyer.
He's definitely not Mr. Congeniality, or at least that's not a side that we saw. But, you know, on the other hand, I think if you're going to run Homeland Security the way it needs to be run, you probably need a tough, hard-nosed, smart guy to do that, and I think Mike certainly has those qualities.
Ivey, now a state's attorney in Maryland, jokes that if Chertoff is as tough on the terrorists as he was on the Democrats during Whitewater, then the nation will be in good hands. Most of Chertoff's colleagues seem to agree on his brilliance and his relentless style, but his ideology has been harder to discern. During his time in New Jersey, he worked on the protection of civil liberties by helping the state legislature investigate racial profiling. But recently, civil libertarians have been highly critical of Chertoff's tenure at the Justice Department. Lawrence Lustberg is an attorney who represents some of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay. He's also a longtime colleague of Chertoff's, who doesn't always agree with him. He says Chertoff's contradictions can be explained by his dedication to whatever job he's doing.
As a lawyer, Mike's main mission was excellence. As a judge, his opinions have been right down the middle and really have been sort of a crusade to find the correct answer within the meaning of the law, sort of searching for the highest standards of excellence.
And there would be no greater challenge in Chertoff's career than demanding that excellence from a sprawling and still evolving bureaucracy like the Department of Homeland Security. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.